Chapter 5, the book of Romans, verse number 1. Chapter 5, verse number 1. I'm glad he's my Lord this morning. Chapter 5, verse number 1. Stand with me when you find it. Let's honor the Bible this morning with this one verse while you pray for us today. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to be able, Lord, to be in your house again this morning, worship you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for these, our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. Lord, you know our needs today. Lord, you know our heart. You know all about us. Lord, every hair numbered on our head, Lord, you know about us. Father, I pray this morning, Lord, that you'd deliver in us, Lord, that we're to give to these people, Lord, one more time. God, I pray that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach, Lord. Give us words to say. Lord, that your word might go out and touch the hearts and lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this building this morning. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us and bless us in what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help us, on the thought, justification from condemnation. I want to talk to us on that thought for a few minutes this morning. Jesus said in John chapter number 3, he said, "This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Justification from condemnation. I want to talk to us on that thought for a few minutes. Sin, this book is a book that talks about sin. The Apostle Paul said, "I would not have known sin had it not been for the law." The law was the schoolmaster that brought us to grace, to let us know that we were sinners. Now the Bible tells us that sin had entered into the world, and because sin came into the world, death reigned. Now the problem here is we have a sin problem. And we do what we do because we are what we are. Somebody said, "I wished I could live better." Well, you can't under the condemnation that we suffer under because of sin. Jesus said he came not into the world to condemn the world, but that through him we might be saved. And so therefore, when he came into the world, he didn't come pointing fingers. He didn't come to accuse you, but he came to save sinners, those that are lost. The Apostle Paul said, "In whom I am chief." And the first thing that we've got to understand is the fact that we're sinners. Amen. I wonder this morning if that thought ever entertains our mind. If we even think about who we are and what we are. The Bible tells us and teaches us that there is justification. Justification is a term that cleans us and clears us from our guilt and from condemnation. Sin brings upon it guilt. We're all under the condemnation of sin. And therefore, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us there's none good, no, not one. There's not anybody that ever has been born into this world that is not under condemnation of sin. Even when the Lord Jesus Christ was birthed into this world, he come into this world for one purpose and one purpose only, and that was to carry upon himself our sins to the cross of Calvary, that we through him might obtain the forgiveness of sin, justification from condemnation. My friend, listen, sometimes we think this morning that everything's okay, but it's not okay. Because we've all fall under this condemnation. And the condemnation is this, that we will not believe in the only begotten Son of God. The only sin that will cause a man to go to hell is the sin of unbelief. Amen. The Bible says, said in John 3:16 that this is the condemnation, that light has came into the world. Jesus Christ, being the light of the world, has come into the world. And the Bible said that we rejected that light, that we'd rather have darkness. Amen. Because our deeds are evil. If people die and go to hell, they die and go to hell over the light of God. Amen. Justification from condemnation. The condemnation is that men will not believe. The Apostle Paul said his heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. The people cannot be saved in unbelief. Amen. We must believe in the only begotten Son of God, that He is the Son of God, and that He came into the world, and that He died for our sins and for our forgiveness, and He was buried, and on the third day God raised Him from the dead, and He's now seated at the right hand of God, making intercession unto them all who will come to Him. I want to tell you, if any man will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, repenting of their sin, faith in Christ, repentance toward God, the work will get done every time. Not part of the time, not some of the time, but every time that a man will come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he can be saved. The Bible tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It didn't say he might be, but it says he shall be. Justification from condemnation. You'll find in justification, first of all, there's the agent of grace. Amen. We didn't deserve to be justified, but God graced us with it. The Bible tells us that the law came, and we were all under the law, but the law could not save. The law was a schoolmaster to point us to grace, an unmerited favor from God. We're saved by grace through faith, and that none of yourselves. It's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. Justification from condemnation comes first of all and solely by the grace of God. Oh, listen, if we could have done something to deserve it, Paul said it would no longer have been graced. Amen. And listen, if we had to give something for it, then we would have been indebted to God, and God would have been indebted to us. But friend, this is solely by grace. It's by the grace of God that we're saved. It's by the grace of God. The Bible said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Amen. It's the grace of God that justifies us. Amen. It's the agent, it's the motive factor that justifies us, is the grace of God. God looks down upon sinners and graces them with salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore we stand justified in the sight of God. Our guilt is no longer there. We're declared guilty, for all have sinned. The Word of God has judged and condemned us as guilty, but Jesus Christ came into the world, and the grace of God has come, and He's cleared away our guilt and has taken away all of our condemnation. The Bible tells us also in John chapter number 3 again. Let me read this to you again. He said, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. And you know what's wrong with our world today? Amen. Is we have, our world has turned to darkness. They hate the light. They do not love the Lord Jesus Christ. They do not care about His commandments. The Bible said that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. I'm going to tell you today, we're seeing the deeds of an evil generation of men who reject God. They go further and further and down and down and down. My friend, they'll die in their sin because of their unbelief, and they will not turn to the light because their deeds are evil. The Bible said, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest that they are wrought in God. What is he talking about when he says their deeds are wrought in God. It's because God's grace saves us. Amen. The reason we come to God is because of God's grace. Amen. And we put our faith in that calling of God, the faith that God has given us according to his measure. And he's given us faith to respond. He said, he hath quickened you. Amen. Who were dead in trespasses and sin. That word quickened means he has made you alive. You cannot get saved apart from God's grace and him alone. You can't. Somebody said, I'll get saved tomorrow. You may not. If God doesn't touch you, you can't be saved. Amen. So the Bible tells us that grace is there. But then you not only find grace in justification, but you find our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You cannot be justified apart from him. Amen. Because he has taken upon him your sin. And he took it to the cross of Calvary and nailed it to the cross. Amen. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I'm crucified in Christ, with Christ. Amen. He said, yet I live. He said, wait a minute. He said, nevertheless, I live. And he said, wait a minute. He said, it's not I that lives now. It's Christ that lives in me. I'm walking, breathing Christ. Hallelujah. I'm justified because the Lord Jesus Christ, through him we stand. The Bible said, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Yeah. Woo! Boy, I'm telling you, that doctrine gets deep this morning when you think about it. Amen. I'm not trying to preach to you a bunch of psychobabble stuff. I'm telling you this morning that we can be justified from our condemnation. But it comes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who did it all at Calvary for our sins. And because of that, we have hope of glory. That one day after a while, we'll share with him the glory, amen, of life everlasting. I tell you this morning in John chapter 3, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That word perish means to be destroyed. And I just want to say this morning, thank God, I'm not going to be destroyed, but I have everlasting life in the justification from condemnation, saved by the grace of God. And by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations work patience, patience experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And he said, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. This justification comes under the authority of Christ himself and his word. Now, the Bible said there's no other name given. And I believe the teacher this morning mentioned about that name. Yeah. Amen. There's no other name given, for God has highly exalted him. Amen. And given him a name that's above every name. Yeah. That every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Amen. To the glory of the Father which is in heaven. I'm going to tell you this morning, it's in his name that we're saved. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, I'm glad you saved me. Preachers can't save. Amen. The church cannot save, but they can point you to the one that does save. In the name of Jesus, he said, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. The Lord had went through Nain. Do you remember the little widow woman had a son, her only son? She had no one else but that son. And she was following the coffin to the cemetery. And Jesus topped the hill. Yeah. Amen. When he went over the hill, he saw that woman weeping and following that her dear son. And he goes and stops the funeral procession. And he reaches over there and touches the bier. And when he touches that, and he speaks to the young man to rise, and he sits up, amen. He's the only one that has the authority, amen, and the spoken word to raise the dead. I'm telling you this morning, I'm glad as a six
die again. Amen. Never have to die again. Or I'll have to shed this old body. And if you think about it, it's got to go back to the earth where it can come on out. It's like a seed planted, is what it'll be like. It'll be like a seed put in the ground that'll spring forth in God's time. So they'll put this old seed, this body, house of clay, they'll put it in the ground one day. And when the last trump sounds, the dead's going to rise first. I don't know everything. Somebody said, reckon how hot it's going to get when your body changes. Why, that's foolish thinking. I don't know about all that stuff. All I know is it's promised to come back after me and to change that vile and corruptible body into incorruptible. And I'm coming up out of that grave. Amen. And that has already gone to be with Jesus in glory is coming back with him. And we're going to, this body and my spirit, going to be reunited somewhere between there and here. And brethren, I'm going to step right into that brand new body glorified and the hope of glory in Jesus' name. Woo! I can't hardly wait. I can feel this and I want to come off. Yeah, it's decaying day by day. It's being destroyed day by day. But one day after a while, I believe one of the writers said, when dust shall sing, dust is coming out of this earth and shall stand forth before God and sing unto God. When dust shall sing, justification from condemnation comes with that name. The Bible said, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood. There's that word again. Justification from condemnation comes with the agent of his blood. The Bible said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Amen. Now I want to stop right there for just a second this morning. I'm just kind of wore out today. Can you tell? But I wasn't the one that started this. This is not a plan that come from mortal man. It's not where somebody years ago had sat down and said, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to start shedding blood. And then because of shed blood, we're going to forgive sin. Man can't do that. Because the requirement for our sins is too high. And man could never come up with enough blood or the right blood to justify anyone. So Jesus Christ come, amen, and shed his perfect blood at Calvary. And God said it's good enough. Amen. It's his blood that we're justified by. Hey, you know, hey, if I could die, and the Bible said scarcely will a man die for good men. And they really would. I think there are some. I tell you what I'd do. I really would do this. If somebody come to shoot my wife, I'd stand in front of her and I'd take the bullet. Amen. Or if cancer or any kind of sickness or illness, if the Lord said, I'm gonna cause her to die with cancer, I'd say, give it to me. Let me have it. If my children, if I could stand for them and take death on their behalf, I'd do it. But I can't. It'd be meaningless. It wouldn't mean a thing. Because after I died, they'd have to die. But Christ Jesus, our Lord, shed his blood on Calvary once and for all mankind. That through him we can live forever and forever. I tell you, I'm about to have a fit up here. This pulpit. Boy, it's his blood. We're justified much more by his blood. The blood of bulls and goats, and lambs and rams could never cleanse our conscience, never save. But one drop of blood from our blessed Savior can save the whole world if they'll turn to it. Justification from condemnation. You don't have to stand before God in being condemned in condemnation. But you can come to the Lord Jesus this morning and stand justified. Somebody said that that word means just as if I've never sinned. It means much more than that. It means we have sinned, but He's acquitted us from our guilt and condemnation. Somebody said the other day, my wife, I believe she asked me, she said, what does acquittal mean? Because I think there was somebody on the news had got acquitted. She wanted to know, what does acquittal mean? And I said, well, Dee, I said, when you're acquitted, I said, it means that all the charges that is brought against you is no longer there. You're set free. You're acquitted. I stood in the courtroom of God one day, and Jesus Christ brought upon Him and stepped in on my behalf, my Lord. Amen. On my behalf. And He said, I'm here this morning to declare Him guiltless. And God put the gavel down and said, acquitted.
Yeah.
I walked out of the courtroom hand in hand with my lawyer and said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to tell you this morning, my friend, I was guilty, but I've been acquitted and justified from my condemnation. Yeah. You're here this morning.
Amen.
You're here this morning. Because of sin, you feel the guilt. You don't even have, I don't reckon guilt comes with it, with a feeling. I think it's a declaration. I think sometimes people do feel guilty, but they mainly feel guilty because they got caught. Yeah. Other than that, they didn't ever feel guilty.
Yes.
I'm talking about lost people now.
Amen.
They get out here and rob a bank, they say, well, nothing wrong with it. The bank's got more money than I got. They just decide to get them some of them. Rob a bank, go home. The prisons are full of people that literally thought that they could get away with what they did.
Yeah.
They some of them committed murder and absolutely in their mind said, I can do it and get away with it. They are people that have literally filled up the prison system thinking that they could sell drugs and get away with it.
Yeah, that's right.
And they did till they got caught.
That's right.
It'll catch up with you. Filled up. And the judge says you're guilty. Guilty. We're all guilty. But Christ come to justify us from our condemnation.
Yeah.
You can stand in the presence of God this morning justified in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yeah.
I'd like for us to stand this morning.